I know it's the beginning of camp, but what point does a team start to move on and start concentrating on X's and O's and get away from that?
Yeah, you know, first of all, you know, our condolences go out to the family, you know, but at the same time, us as a Patriot organization, you know, we're coming out here to get better as a team, and we're moving forward. So.
What's the attitude with the team right now? Everybody pretty much concentrating on camp now?
You know, with the guys, you know, we're just taking it one day at a time. You know, mm-hmm. taking it one day at a time, trying to get better each and every day, trying to build the camaraderie with the guys that are here.
Have you had a chance to really get to know Jamie Collins yet this offseason?
Definitely. You know, Jamie, he's been coming in. He's been doing all the right things. He's been working hard in the classroom and on the field. So hopefully it continues this training camp.
Thank you.
All right, we're good. I think the offseason has been going well. You know, obviously there are days that you wish you could have back. But as a whole, guys have been working hard. You know, that's all you can ask. You know, the coaches have been doing an excellent job keeping everyone focused on the goal and continuing to go.
Have you seen, you know, some development? You have a lot of young guys that came in together, you know, 2-, 3-, 4-year guys. How have you seen progress from that? And is there an excitement almost at the start?
I mean, you always look for guys that make the jump from year to year. It's kind of early right now, you know, going out and passing camp. You really can't tell what you have, you know, until you put the pads on. So that would be a question, you know, further in camp.
Thank you.
All right. Despite all the turmoil, though, is this time of year always exciting for you guys to get the pads back on and get back out on the field?
You know, it's great to get out here and, you know, just to build that camaraderie, get the guys back out here, you know, blood, sweat, and tears out here on the field. And, you know, just to come together as a family, it's always good.
Can you describe your role as a captain and a leader, trying to keep the distraction away from some of the younger guys, because obviously there's going to be things swirling around the team because of what happened this offseason?
We always talk about ignoring the noise, and, you know, nothing has changed from that aspect. You know, we always talk about doing your job, and that's what the guys are here to do.
Is it a good bit? Is it a lot tougher, though, this time around? There's always noise, but never quite at this.
You know what? I mean, if you're ignoring the noise, it doesn't matter how much is out there. You know, we're just moving forward. So.
In a general sense, how would you describe your evolution as a captain on this team? Have you become more vocal, or are you still?
I guess that's for you to decide, or for the other players to decide. You know, I really don't do, you know, a self-assessment as a captain, to be honest with you. I come out here and just try to lead by example.
How about your predecessors? What kind of an impact did they have on you as a captain?
You know, the guys who come before me, you know, they've done an excellent job. You know, we still have some great guys in this locker room, but I learned a lot from guys like Teddy Bruschi and Mike Vrabel and all those guys as far as their work ethic and things like that are concerned. But, you know, we still have great guys in the locker room, Tom, you know, Vince, you know, and, you know, with the coaches, the owners, all the way from the top on down, you know, good guys.
Now, Rod, what happened to the offense this year? You guys may be the focal point now for much of the games. Mm. How do you guys take that?
You know, we always go out there with the attitude on winning the game, no matter, you know, what it takes. If the offense goes out there and scores 3 points, we have to hold them to zero. You know, at the end of the day, it's all about wins and losses, and whatever needs to be done, we're willing to do it.
And how excited are you about the new players that are coming in?
I'm very excited. You know, it's always turnover, you know, in the league. And just to have some of these young guys and some of these guys that have been here before just make that jump to the next year, it's always good to get out here and see what they can do.
Those guys who were rookies last year, how big is that jump year 1 to 2 for, say, Chandler and Donta?
Well, obviously, you're comfortable. You know, you're more comfortable as far as knowing what to expect from practice, knowing what to expect in the games. And, you know, hopefully, you still have to go out and put a lot of work in, and hopefully they do that. So.
When did it happen for you, do you think, when you finally set into your comfort zone in your career? Was it that between year 1 and 2?
You know, the thing about it, I don't think you ever get comfortable. I think as soon as you get comfortable, that's when you get complacent. So, it's all about being comfortable, being uncomfortable around here, you know, and Coach does an excellent job making sure everyone's uncomfortable.
Thanks, Rod. Right.
With the addition specifically of veterans like Tommy Kelly, Adrian Wilson, what impact have they had?
Just bringing their experience from other teams, you know, bringing their gameplay experience, their in-the-classroom experience, what they look at, you know, just a different aspect of things, you know. I've grown up in this system, but it's always good to hear from, you know, other systems as well. So those guys bring a lot of leadership.
I know you asked about the guys who make that jump from year 1 to year 2. What stands out for you watching Jones and Hightower in particular early on?
You know what? I really don't know yet because we haven't been in pads. You know, we've just been out here running. Everyone looks good in shorts, so we'll have to see in a couple weeks.
How have you been helping out Donta and Chandler take that next step?
Well, right now, just pretty much in the classroom, in the weight room, you know, just pushing it. But those guys are very self-motivated guys and have done an excellent job all offseason getting ready for the season.